Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. A U.S. House Judiciary Subcommittee released its report on the competitive practices of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Alphabet. The report says all four companies have monopoly power and suggests changes to antitrust law in the U.S. that could result in some businesses being separated. The report also recommends prohibiting dominant platforms from entering adjacent lines of business, shifting the burden of proof to companies to show that acquisitions would not be anti-competitive. It also recommends preventing platforms from preferring their own services and requiring interoperability and data portability, eliminating forced arbitration clauses to allow for more class action lawsuits, and otherwise strengthening the powers of the FTC and Department of Justice. Slack announced Connect DMs, direct messages, to let you collaborate with users outside of a company by just sending an invite. A concept called verified organizations will help prevent the feature from being used for phishing attacks or other problems. Slack admins will also get something called managed connections, a feature that controls which individuals can connect from outside. Slack is also introducing a video snippet feature called Stories to give status updates or agenda items instead of having to have a meeting, and Instant Audio, a push-to-talk feature for impromptu conversations. A grand jury in Tyler County, Texas, indicted Netflix for the promotion of the French film Cuties about an 11-year-old girl who defies her parents' traditions to join a dance crew. Netflix is charged with lewd exhibition of children younger than 18 and will go to trial. Netflix said the film is a social commentary against the sexualization of young children. A lawsuit over Google's use of Java, a 10-year-old lawsuit over Google's use of Java in the Android operating system, will be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court Wednesday. Oracle argues that Google implemented the Java API in Android in too similar a way to its own engineers. Google, on the other hand, argues that APIs are just interface plumbing, not creative works in and of themselves. However, appeals courts have held that APIs can be considered protected works of expression and that Oracle's copyrights were violated by Google's implementation of Java. Supreme Court will have the last word. A hearing on TikTok's lawsuit against a U.S. executive order banning transactions with TikTok has been scheduled for November 4th. That's the day after the U.S. election. A preliminary injunction has stopped an earlier executive order blocking TikTok from U.S. app stores from going into effect. The U.S. Department of Labor has been investigating Microsoft's diversity initiative, which aims to increase the number of black employees, especially in leadership positions. The U.S. Labor Department suggested in a letter to Microsoft that the commitment might violate the Civil Rights Act by using quotas or hiring for positions based on race. Microsoft General Counsel Dev Stahlkopf wrote in a blog post, quote, "We have every confidence that Microsoft's diversity initiative complies fully with all U.S. employment laws." France introduced a law to protect social media work by children younger than 16 years. The law regulates how many hours the children can work, how their earnings are handled, and bolsters the right to be forgotten by requiring platforms to take down content at a child's request. The law, which passed unanimously, is similar to existing French laws that protect child actors and child models. The Indian Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has granted a total of $6.65 billion in incentives split among Samsung, Foxconn, Wistron, and Pegatron for manufacturing smartphones and other electronic components in India over the next 5 years. Three of the companies manufacture predominantly for Apple. Indian firms Lava, Bhagwati, aka Micromax, Paget Electronics, UTL Neolinx, and Optimus Electronics have also received the approval. The South China Morning Post reports that most analytics show Google's Chrome to be the most popular browser in mainland China, despite the fact that most Google services are blocked in the country. Baidu Analytics shows Chrome has 36 to 39% of the browser market this year, beating its closest rivals, Internet Explorer and QQ Browser, by more than 28 percentage points. China's National Computer Emergency Response Body shows Chrome with 30% of the browser market in Q3. Finally, one more court case. The trial for Epic and Apple over Fortnite has been set to begin May 3rd, 2021. It will be a bench trial, meaning no jury. U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers will make the decision, and then it'll be appealed. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to Daily Tech Headlines at dailytechheadlines.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.